seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick Bedebio, host of iTainment, and today we'll be talking about how you, yes, you, can become a genius.
We are right now at Montrose Community Park here, I believe, close to La Crescenta area where we used to play baseball here all the time. From morning till night, we'd just be trying to hit a home run on this side, and God knows how many home runs we hit on that side. We just had a great time playing baseball here growing up. But today's message. So three different environments a kid grows up in. And what this author from the book, The Genius in All of Us, wants to explain is, he talks about a formula, G times E equals the rate of success a person could have. So G represents the genius in all of us. You see, everybody inside of them has a genius in them. Unfortunately, very few of us ever find out about that genius because of E, and we're going to talk about E today. So, some of the numbers he did when they did the studies on these families in Kansas in the 1980s was very simple between those three different families: welfare, working, and professional class. And here's what they came up with. A kid being raised in a professional class heard 1,500 more words per hour than in welfare class kid. So 1,500 more words per hour to be around than a welfare kid, whether it's listening to recordings, listening to mom and dad talk, business talk, CPA, friends, whatever it is, it's 1,500 more words they were exposed to, and complex words, than the welfare class, which when you do the math, it's roughly 8 million more words per year, and it's roughly 32 million words over a four-year period. So imagine a kid being raised in a professional class family that has gotten 32 million words by the time he's 4 years old. Imagine what his brain is doing, the muscle in his brain, and how his genius is figuring everything out versus a welfare class that hasn't done that yet, right? So the next thing it talks about stats is how many encouraging and discouraging words each class gives their kids, and this is what the numbers look like. The professional class family encourages their kids 560,000 times more than they discourage them by the time they turn 18 years old. 560,000 more times encouragement than discouragement. The working class was 100,000 encouraging, and the welfare class was 100,000 more discouraging words than encouraging words. So you can see what the differences between welfare, the working class, and a professional class. And I pose the question to you, what kind of an environment were you raised in? You know, odds are you're probably in the welfare or the working class, and a few are in the professional class. Now, the question becomes the debate where, well, I have this genius. A lot of people don't think they're talented, they're gifted. A lot of people don't understand how special they are and how capable they are. And they have all these fears, insecurities, anxieties because somebody said, you're too slow, you're not smart enough, you're not this, you're not smart, you can't make it, you don't have a degree, you grew up in a family, you grew up in a poor family, you know, our family doesn't make it, nobody in our family does this, you're a loser. All of these things have residual effects until you give the complete opposite battle to it. You will forever believe that. Now, it is going to be a struggle. It's not going to be an overnight quick fix. It's not going to be that. However, the question becomes, you know, what do I need to do in order for me, if I was raised in a working class or welfare class, do I really have a shot at going and achieving something big and understanding my genius that I have in me? Absolutely. But it's going to take some work, and here's what the work is. So now you need to be responsible in feeding yourself 1,500 plus words per hour over the next four-year period. And this is not a 90-day quiz or a 20-day exercise. So you need to have recordings in your car, biographies you're listening to, self-help books, business books, finance books, anything that's feeding your mind. History books, political books, stuff that's just feeding your mind. They call that chunking. Chunking is a lot of information put in at the same time. They do this at some schools and universities to get kids' brain vibrating at a high level because the information that they're being fed. So you need to do the 1,500 words. The other part is you need to be having affirmations on a daily basis, because if you haven't had people encouraging your life and it's been a lot of criticism, you need to, on a daily basis, constantly encourage yourself, constantly build yourself up, constantly tell yourself how special, constantly tell yourself you can do it better, you can do it faster, and be around an environment of people that are challenging you, encouraging you, and believing in the fact that you can also do it. And last but not least, my goodness, reading books is probably one of the best weapons you could use to completely change the way you think about yourself for all the criticism you had gone through as a kid. Now, more feeding, more information, more affirmation, the quicker you're recreating, the more you're starting to realize, I can do something big. I have something special in myself. The belief goes higher with the environment, then the rest is history. You do what you want to do in life because you figured out the formula for you to achieve success in your life. However, don't be the person that's listening to this and saying, no wonder I don't have success in life because of the environment I was raised in. No wonder it's my mom's fault, it's my dad's fault, it's my brother's fault. It's nobody's fault. No one's perfect. This was the life that was given to you because God believes you can do something with this life. Now it's on you to go out there and make something out of it. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David, and I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.